sends this one pretty deep to right field, and ring your bell, Pittsburgh. How about an upper deck shot the other way? On time, Josh Bell. 2-0 Pirates as he hits his 21st of the year. And he hits a high drive to deep left field and clear the deck. Cannonball coming up there by the train. Jung Ho Gung hits a bomb. That's his sixth. And the Pirates beating up on the Astros in Houston. It's 8-1.
Good morning on a Friday. Wait, Thursday. Didn't this Kong fella have some kind of couldn't get into the country last year.
Immigration issue last year?
Yeah. Couldn't get into the country last year.
How am I even paying for with this president? I thought, what's going on here? What the hell? Why is he allowed to hit one up over the train yesterday?
I don't know. I guess Framber Valdez is the answer.
That wasn't Framber. That was
That was not Framber. That was the third inning of Chris Devinsky. What am
Val
I thinking?
Devinsky.
Dear
I
God.
Was like after Devinsky's first inning. You know what? Devo, I'm going to give Devo a break here. Devo's all right. And then bam.
He looked good, and then he didn't.
Then he did.
But I'll cut him up.
The story of the Astros bullpen 2019.
You know, this team hasn't really played all that well recently. I don't know if you guys know that. And all of a sudden, and I don't know how big of a deal this is going to be, but if you look at the division right now, the Texas Rangers
they're on a roll.
They're on a roll, and they're 5.5 back in the division. They are only 5.5 back in the division, which is the closest it's been, I'm guessing, in about a month and a half. Now, I don't think they have the talent to hang with the Astros over the course of, you know, a 3 full-month span, but they are only 5.5 back, and it is something that is notable right now.
Right.
And I was gonna start this morning by asking something along the lines of, like, well, do they need to make a move in the rotation? And then they did. Kind of like Corbin Martin, what happened with him a few weeks ago. I was thinking, all right, is this going to be it for Corbin Martin? Is it going to be one more start? And they pulled the plug quickly.
Right.
So Framber Valdez, after another bad start last night, second in a row, he was sent back down to Triple A.
Framber's gone from, hey, could he be your fourth guy in the playoffs, to now he's back down in Triple A. And this is getting to be a more and more pressing issue with each step along the way. You got two of your big three back. You've got Altuve and Springer back. Springer was actually good at the plate last night.
Yep.
Unlike just about everybody else. So your lineup is only going to rescue you for so long, even once Correa gets back. They've got serious questions, both with when you get to the playoffs, who's your number three, who's your potential number four, and then your bullpen. Other than your few studs, you've got serious questions here. So maybe
got work to do.
Maybe they're going to have to be even more aggressive than we've been talking about. We were talking about tinkering before. It was all just a matter of, like, oh, move this guy here. Oh, maybe this guy comes back a little bit. Oh, maybe this guy's just a left-handed. We were talking, what was it, 3 days ago? Hey, what's Framber in the playoffs? Well, probably your left-handed specialist. Maybe you can use him for an inning or two.
Yes.
Now we're not so sure about that. So there's all these guys, Josh James, Framber, Forrest Whitley, who the hell knows what's going to happen with him when he comes back from injury.
Well, let's just stick with the Framber Valdez thing, because that's like front of mind. So he blows up last night, you know, cost him any chance to win a game against the Pirates that they should have won, just based on the team's respective talent. And they need another starting pitcher. I mean, that to me right now is the glaring hole at
right.
the moment, because you have four guys, and you have four guys who are legitimate, two guys who are excellent, and then two guys who I'm fine with in, at least for now, in Miley and Peacock. But it's very clear that they need another starting pitcher. So when we talk about what the discussion is going to be for the next month or so, as the Texans get set for training camp in less than a month, in, you know, I think it's 28 days at this point, all eyes when it comes to the Astros is going to be, what will the move be when it comes to a starting pitcher?
Yep.
That will be all the focus.
The Yankees reportedly, who, by the way, you know, like, just the Yankees are not slowing down for anybody. They signed Encarnacion, and now they're targeting pitchers. They're targeting Madison Bumgarner, Max Scherzer, Marcus Stroman, and the Tigers' Matthew Boyd. Of those four, who do you want?
Run those by me again.
Madison Bumgarner, Max Scherzer, Marcus Stroman, or Matthew Boyd.
Okay, so I don't think Scherzer's going to be realistic. So
Scherzer, by the way, though, does anybody, can you even make a deal with the Nationals? I don't trust the Nationals. After the Bryce Harper shenanigans last year, where the Astros reportedly had a deal to trade for Bryce Harper. And then the Nationals just pulled out and then didn't even bother offering Bryce Harper a worthy deal. Like, the Nationals gave up getting anything for Bryce Harper so they could offer him basically what amounted to $50 million less than the next highest bid. Like, they didn't even actually, the Nationals are a mess. I don't want to deal with the Nationals.
I think Scherzer, I think it's just going to be too gigantic of an acquisition. Like, it's such a big contract. Not that it's a bad contract, but it's such a big contract that I think that's going to be unrealistic. So, looking at it right now, I'm fine with Marcus Stroman or Madison Bumgarner. Okay. I know Stroman's had a better season, but, and I can't let this part go, Bumgarner has been so good in the playoffs that when that time comes, you trust that he's going to deliver. So that's my answer to your question.
Right.
So Marcus Stroman's had a better season, and Bumgarner hasn't been as good, but you know in the big moments, you know that he's not going to shy away from those moments.
Something that actually feels right. It'd be kind of cool for it's weird. Despite the Astros' success and all the stars they have on their roster, there's something about Bumgarner that would feel like, oh, wow, this guy's a big deal. Like, we already have a Verlander, but somehow Bumgarner, just because of his World Series heroism, the fact that you get all of a sudden you've got a genuine home run threat as a pitcher when you play in the National League if you get to the World Series, all of that's very good. Stroman, of course, Stroman had a little bit of a run-in with
Dennis Eckersley.
Do we have that audio, Jonesy? Here's Eckersley criticizing Marcus Stroman, the Blue Jays pitcher, criticizing his antics and his style of play.
But when you're turning around to the opposing dugout,
that's tired.
Oh, he's just saying he was tired. Talking about Stroman strutting around and staring people down and everything.
Well, he doesn't like his emotions on the mound.
He doesn't, right, but wasn't Eckersley just as bad?
Well, based on the video that I saw, yes. Well, let's take a listen to what Dennis Eckersley was like.
I didn't like it when he would strike somebody out and shoot him as they're going back to dugout, or when he would do that thing with his hip when he would get the third out of a game. It drove me crazy. I hated him.
Am I supposed to wave to the guys going, how's the wife and kids? I had a chip on my shoulder. I didn't like who I played against.
Maybe Brett talking about Dennis Eckersley.
Maybe it's one of those do as I say, not as I do.
Right. Or actually, he's looking back on his life, and you know what he is.
Maybe he has some
regrets. He's the guy that was like total sinner, and then all of a sudden gets saved, and then is extremely judgmental of everybody else. That's what Eckersley is. He's now that he's sitting up in the
booth,
see that. He can sit down and say, "Well, that's not the way you play the game." Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Bottom line is the Astros will need to add a starting pitcher by the trade deadline.